Okay, so welcome to Look Who's Talking, and this morning we're talking about the Level 2 project, and with me I've got Noor, who's going to tell us a little bit about her project, so I suppose that's a good place to start. Can you tell us what you were looking into and why you chose that particular topic?
Well, I was researching why IVF is legalised in the UK and why therapeutic cloning isn't, and what the science tells us about the efficacy of both. And well, the reason I chose that is because I knew I wanted to do something to do with biology, and I found a report online about how IVF, well, this woman was expressing her shock at the reason that IVF was legalised but therapeutic cloning wasn't. So yeah, I was really interested and I wanted to research it further, so I thought I'd do that for my PQ.
So did it start off from that one little nugget, or had you got a project along those lines in mind beforehand, or was it just that article on the news?
Well, I was really interested in cloning, so I was like researching cloning, but then I didn't find something specific enough to research, and I wanted to make sure it was like narrowed down because I didn't want to have so much to research, and yeah. So, but then when I found that, I was like, oh, that could work. So then I chose to do that.
That's good. What about the research process itself? That's quite a big topic to cover.
Yeah.
So how did you address that? What were the strategies you used?
Well, we had a few sessions at the EPQ when we had little EPQ meetings, and Miss Oyston taught us how to like use keywords when researching. So that really helped, because with therapeutic cloning and IVF, there's loads of like reports and discussions online and like online debates. So that really helped, and I used Google Scholar for a lot of that, which really helped. So yeah.
And it's quite a complex issue in terms of the science behind it. Did you find that the material was sufficiently accessible? So was it written in a language which was intelligible to an ordinary person?
For a few of them, yes, but then there were, for like online debates, obviously there were people who were debaters like talking about them, but then there was some they're like medical journals that, and
yeah,
they had quite, there was a lot of sophisticated language in the medical journals, but yeah, I kind of had to work around that, and I asked my dad because he's a doctor, so that helped, but yeah.
Do I remember rightly in that you were the person who had contact with a fairly famous person?
Oh yeah, well, I tried contacting Professor Lord Robert Winston, and his receptionist told me that he was abroad and so that he couldn't reply, but I'm still waiting for his reply, and I'll see what he says anyway, even after I've submitted my PQ.
That was very adventurous going for that, and why not indeed?
Yeah.
Thinking more about the process of the project itself then, how did you find doing the Level 2 project in comparison with just other GCSEs?
It was quite different. Obviously, there wasn't, like, something specific to, like, learn or, you know, approach. So I had to... it was quite good because I got to do what I wanted to do and, like, research how I wanted to research it. And we were, like, given so many options and how we could, like, present it. So I could have done, like, a book, or I could have done a piece of artwork or anything. So yeah, I thought it was quite good.
So you found the freedom liberating,
yeah,
rather than worrying, which some people do find. So
yeah,
it was good for you.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, sometimes it was a bit stressful, like trying to balance schoolwork and EPQ, but I managed it.
Without those guidelines, then, within a standard GCSE, you know exactly where you're going and what you're doing and how much to do.
Yeah.
So did you find that the workload then, it was more about managing workload?
Yeah, I think it was more about managing workloads. And, I mean, I had to, like, I draw up a plan of all the things I needed to do, and then I'd, like, I tried to approach it in a more of a, like, work out what I needed to do and plan it, and like a planned thing rather than like going through it. Yeah.
Good. Looking back on it then, what would you say were the particular high points of the project for yourself? What were the bits that really stood out for you as being particularly either enjoyable or particularly demanding?
What I found really enjoyable was getting all my responses from like famous scientists and people who are really like as into it as I was and really inspired, and it was quite inspiring. And when I was in contact with them, I got to ask them extra questions I didn't include in my PQ but were really interesting, so I really enjoyed that.
And any particular challenges apart from workload? Anything that was particularly demanding?
Probably when it came to writing up the final essay, because I needed to be really particular with what I like wrote in it and not include everything. And I had to be quite impartial at points because I had my own opinion, and obviously I had to get both sides of it without being biased, so yeah.
And of course that means, but arising from that, when you have a supervisor and it's a very different relationship to a teacher, because your supervisor can't tell you specifically what to include and exclude. That's down to you. How did you find that relationship?
I think it was better, because I felt like we were more equal and on that level. And yeah, and it was quite good. I got help from them, but not too much help that I felt like they were controlling my EPQ project. I felt like I had the most control over it, so that's good. And I felt really independent.
Independence is, that's a significant feature of the Level 2 project. And thinking about the Level 2 project, later there will be an opportunity, wherever you happen to be studying, hopefully it'll be here, for the Level 3. Is that something you would consider, or have you been totally put off it now?
Well, halfway through the project, I was completely put off it, because I knew how much I needed to do, and I was like, oh, am I going to reach the deadline and everything? But now that I've done it, I feel like I've achieved something, and it's really been rewarding, like having done my presentation and completed my final essay and found everything fit together, so I think I will do it.
That's a wonderful point on which to close, so thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.
It's been lovely talking to you.
You too.